graft. There is no, I mean, how else is graphene oxide falling from the sky? It's not a natural, it's not something that naturally rains from the sky. The latest evidence, or the evidence from this year, is that graphene oxide is in the skies. It's coming down from the skies. Now, is that there's only one way it can get in the sky, and that is from, you know, aircraft. There is no, I mean, how else is graphene oxide falling from the sky? It's not a natural, it's not something that naturally rains from the sky.
Thank you for calling in. And for those that we're going on an alias right now, this is the individual I'm speaking to is an extremely important, extremely courageous individual, research scientist in environmental sciences at the top 10 university. And the help he has afforded to this battle, to exposing what's in the precipitation falling from our skies, is immense. And again, we'll continue to call you Joe at this point, but can you share with us what you have found in precipitation, starting with surfactants and graphene?
Yes, they are spraying materials in the atmosphere. We're seeing a lot of potassium, a lot of calcium, a lot of magnesium, which is not possible to be up there. Some of the other things that we found, like you mentioned, we tested for surfactants. And to my surprise, that was a very surprising thing that we found. Snowfall particularly is very high in surfactants. And again, there should be no surfactant in snowfall. Why would it be there? And then if you look into some of the patent materials that they have, especially for when you talk about graphene, and some of these other nanoparticles, if you put them in solution, they will coagulate, they will stick together. And the one way to keep them separated, to keep them apart, to keep them dispersed, is by putting surfactant in the mixture. And that's what they are using to keep things to flow the way they do. And again, we did recently, we were able to find some protocols to test for graphene in the snow, and we also tested positive. So we also now know that graphene is part of the mixture. Just as you've been saying for a long time, you've been suspicious that this was present. Now we have confirmation that indeed is present and is also part of the mixture.
If I could hold you right there for one moment, Joe, and just to elaborate on a couple points you've made. First, on the surfactants, yes, exactly the effect that you described, keeping the coagulation from occurring in the dispersions. We see surfactants in some of the material mix from who we believe are the main primary material suppliers. American Elements is one of those. Surfactants also would make the frozen precipitation that we're told is just naturally nucleated snow much more slick, and it is difficult not to try to connect these massive traffic accidents like what just happened on I-81 in Pennsylvania when you have a frozen material. And I know this firsthand from the frozen material that now falls in Northern California. It is of a completely different composition than what has historically been the case, much heavier in many cases, much more slippery, clumpy. It is a very different animal. And so it would be logical to connect the type of instances we see traffic-wise, which are going off the scale, people who thought they knew how to drive in snow and now don't, that's certainly a part of the mix, but infiltrating the entire web of life. And in the case of graphene, for those that don't know what graphene is, it's now in our and Joe, you found this in liquid and frozen precipitation tests, correct?
Dan, so far only in precipitation, because we started testing this winter, so we have not been able to do it on precipitation yet, because most of our well, you know, there is, you know how the events now happen, right? It starts with the rain, turns into ice, and then turns into snow.
Yes.
So we collected everything that was falling from one event. So there was rain, there was whatever that mixture is, and then there was the snow too. So the short answer is yes, we tested in both, but we only tested during the winter. We want to continue that and do some tests in the spring and summer as well to see if those things are only in the winter, or if they are using that throughout the year for some reason or another. We just want to continue testing.
And your point, though, what you brought up, and this is key, all these so-called winter storms now that often start out as rain and then, quote, change over to snow, and that's the term being used by all the climate engineering cover-up agencies like the Weather Channel, AccuWeather, and so forth. So as this precipitation changes over to frozen from liquid. We have patents that call for the use of materials like graphene as a chemical ice nucleating element. And those in power don't care how toxic these elements are. And for those that don't know what graphene is, G-R-A-P-H-E-N-E, look it up. Look up graphene toxicological effects. It reads like a horror story. It's a vascular machete destroying parts of our body's vascular system and countless other downstream elements, and it can be used for a biological carrier. Can it be used to carry some sort of biological agent from the clouds to the ground? Certainly. And so, again, the ramifications from what's happening in our skies are grave indeed. And the confirmation that you have given us, Joe, again, we'll call you Joe for the moment, it's invaluable to us